Yeah, baby, we back once again. Once again, it's the Stoner Zone podcast. I am Big Zone. He is Gutter Jones. And we back with another one. I believe episode 7. I think it's 7.
If it ain't 7, 7 it ain't.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Episode 7, I believe, but it's going to be a good one. It's a lot to unpack. But y'all know how we start off every episode. I'm about to roll up some good ice cream cake, baby. Good ice cream cake. This shit smoking, if you know, you know.
That's some motherfucking Shark Lotto.
Shark Lotto.
Straight from Shark Week.
Yeah. It is restaurant week, too, I heard. Is it restaurant week, or is that a myth?
What does that mean?
I was about to ask you. You ain't never heard of that restaurant week?
Nope.
I heard of it.
I just recently heard of Bacaro's last year.
I think, don't quote me, but I think restaurant week is when you actually get like little discounts.
Everything for the low?
Probably not for the lows. Probably a little 10-15% discount. Certain restaurants, you know what I'm saying? But for a nigga like me who be high as hell all day, restaurant week don't sound too bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of the week, what did I do this past weekend? What did niggas do this past weekend?
I thought today was Monday. I ain't do shit. We went to the, was that this weekend when we went to the pool?
Yeah, baby. My uncle definitely cooked us, man. Biggest house I seen in Southeast, man.
Biggest house.
In the middle of Southeast, y'all.
In the...
You know what I'm saying?
In the motherfucking I drive up and down that street all the motherfucking time. And
boy,
never knew it was a mansion with a heated pool in the back.
Heated pool?
With a lagoon.
Look, the nigga ain't my real uncle, right? But he grew up with my father. Rest in peace, sir. You know what I'm saying? Nigga like my father age, right? Mm-hmm. Look, man, he a little younger than my father. He was the youngest. Him and Daryl. Him and Daryl, right? He like Daryl age.
Mm-hmm.
My real uncle, y'all. The nigga wife only like 3-4 years older than us. Mm. That's why when we get, matter of fact, here go Hank. Hank was in there too.
Go ahead. Yeah, it was a beautiful scene, man. I came a little late, but I walked into the lagoon.
Me and you came late. I was a little earlier than you, but we both came super late. You know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, we both walked in. Cardi, stop it. We both walked in. Motherfucking, let her out before she started tweaking. We walked into a nice scenery. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful scenery.
The ratio was there. It was only what? Me, you, Hank, and Lil Bruh.
What are you talking about?
Look at him. You know what I'm talking about. Talking about last weekend, the lagoon.
Yeah.
That heated pool.
Oh my god, I just dropped all my.
Yeah, man. Last weekend was alright. Gotta just dropped all this weed. Hope he don't start crying. Let me go ahead and roll my J before he, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the only thing I remember. Hold up. We can't go no further. Talking about this past weekend and these past events without talking about my Los Angeles Lakers. I know this is not a basketball podcast. I know this is not a sports podcast. But we got to put some respect on this shit.
Yeah, the Lakers cooked their ass yesterday.
You know what I'm saying? We got to put some respect on the purple and gold for one. Rest in peace, my man. Happy birthday. Happy Kobe Day.
R.P.
You know what I'm saying?
R.P.
24. I like that. Y'all got money, man, playing, doing the NBA commercial.
24 hours.
You know what I'm saying? RP24. And I don't know if he was talking about Kobe or his man, but
he
look.
He said Kobe Brown, RP24. I just made a cool 20 million, like 24 hours.
Okay. Shout out money, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck with money, man. It's about 2016, 2017.
Black Circle.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? My Lakers, it was a lot of talk when we lost that first game. Me and real Lakers fans wasn't worried at all. You feel me? Especially if you know LeBron James. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not a big LeBron fan, but I know LeBron. I done seen this nigga lose game 1 multiple times. And then come back and win the series.
Yeah, I cook game one day.
We ain't get cooked. We lost. We lost.
Nah, they
Damian Lillard cooked us.
They blew their ass out first. What was it? First quarter, first half yesterday?
It was 24-8.
Right.
Conspiracy theorists, y'all can make y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can make y'all little videos if y'all want.
24-8?
It was 24-8. You know what I'm saying? First
quarter. On Kobe Day?
Yeah. But like a couple minutes left in the first quarter. We whooped y'all ass, bro. We had like 40 points in the first quarter.
That's okay, brother. It's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
80 before the half.
I happened to look up and I saw the score. I understand. I was upset.
You know what I'm saying? I was out. I was out yesterday. I'm on my phone. Y'all got some fun? Yeah. I was out watching the game on my phone at a nice little elegant restaurant. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We stopped whipping our ass so much, I cut that shit off. We didn't even look at it no more.
Right.
Now I can engage.
Now I can go on my, be on my date.
Man, it wasn't even really a date. It was like a little birthday dinner. One thing I've been finding myself into lately, it's been me and a lot of females. Another nigga, and then a lot of females.
I've been in the same situation.
You know what I'm saying? I've been finding myself in those situations a lot lately, and I can't say that I'm mad about it.
3-4 females.
Yeah.
Me, my man, and 3-4 females, you know?
Yeah, bro.
It's been very cool. I like those odds. I always like it when there's more females than guys.
But I got to bring up a point up that was brought up to me.
What?
The females don't appreciate when it's too many females and not enough dudes.
Man, look here, it depends.
It depends. Listen, you got to work the room, baby. Mm-hmm. That's why you got one of my rules is we ain't handcuffing. We in here working the room. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm entertaining everybody so nobody feels left out.
So did the room get worked Saturday?
Did the room get work Saturday? I mean everybody was entertained.
I
seen some titties.
It gotta be a section. You feel me?
Yeah.
Shit gotta be sanctioned off, sectioned off, you know? Mm-hmm. If y'all came together, I bet I'm gonna come fuck with y'all for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I invited y'all here, so I'm gonna make sure y'all good too.
Right.
I don't even know y'all, but I'm gonna introduce myself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Get her involved. You see what I'm saying? Everybody gotta get involved so we all feel like.
I found my link Saturday. I'm sipping my cup watching the game, right? I already told myself, every time the Lakers score, I'm taking a sip of this cup.
Right.
Now, I got my little bottle in my hand. I look up, it's only one other female who got a bottle in her hand. So, you know what?
Right.
You're my shot partner.
Right.
I don't even know you, but you're my shot partner for the rest of the night. Every time my team score, I'm looking at you.
Right.
Every time you ready to take a shot, you look over at me.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, though. Why do females feel that they have to, even though you invite other females... You're not committed to nobody, you know. Kind of you.
Alright, in their defense, since there's no female here, I'm gonna go ahead and say it for them, you know what I'm saying? Because when it's their turn to throw the function, right? And they invite us, we don't want no other niggas there. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want no other niggas there. Not necessarily. I ask it because when I come to a female function, I'm not expecting.
That's not what I meant to say. What I meant to say is, if it's my function, it ain't gonna be no other niggas here. But you know what I'm saying, the niggas I'm with,
right?
You feel me?
And that's kind of how that was. When I made the call, it wasn't nobody there but my niggas.
Right.
Look here, bro. Females, look, y'all don't want too many niggas. When anywhere that there's too many niggas at, it's never going to be good.
This was what was said. This was what was posted. I need more testosterone. It's too much estrogen.
That's because it was just you there at first. Then it was just me and you. You know what I'm saying? We had to call the reinforcement. But yeah, when it's like 15-2, you got to call the reinforcement.
Yeah.
But a nice 5-2, 4-2, you know, they not really.
My uncle literally said to us there, he said, don't call too many niggas because if it's a 7-2, you got more options.
Right.
He said 4-7, that's cool. That leaves 3 open.
Yeah.
But 7-2 was the move. We should have never made the call. I said,
we needed the call.
Right.
Literally. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But these bitches kept saying, where the dick at?
Where's the dick at?
You know what I'm saying?
Where's the dick at?
Right. It's only 2 of y'all here. Okay. But there's more coochies than that.
Way more coochies.
And they kept coming.
They walking in. You feel me? I tell niggas, it's a coochie per entry fee. If you want to come, you got to bring a girl with you. You see what I'm saying?
Not the to get into the first topic of the day, right? We gotta go back.
Let's take it
to
back
to last episode a little bit.
Yeah, cause Sean left us hanging, man.
I left y'all hanging?
The last episode, yeah, we was talking about the DMs.
Down in the DMs.
He was there. He was just quiet.
He ain't add a red
DMs, set, right? You know what I'm saying? But, I done got some feedback from that episode, and it led to another question. You know? Now we gonna talk about when you get out of the DMs.
Right, once you bag her.
Once you quote unquote got her, right?
Can I make a statement real quick? So, Zone told me, because I don't like shooting shots. This nigga said,
don't say Zone told you nothing.
No, this nigga Zone told me, nigga, it's only pussy shoot your shot.
Man. Is that what I said?
A wise man.
We recorded the pod. Is that what I said?
What you said was, in the words of
my idol,
you miss
God rest his soul, happy birthday. You miss every shot you don't take. Loso, am I right? We got a witness in the room. Am I right, Loso? You miss every shot you don't take.
Now, if you shoot and you miss, you don't get the bucket. But if you don't shoot, then you don't get the bucket. You see what I'm saying?
You know?
So you got a better chance getting a bucket, taking a shot, than not shooting at all. You never get the bucket not like that.
So what about taking high quality shots though? You don't have to take.
That's what
shot
we were talking about last time.
When you open,
it gotta be a quality
you
shot.
You gotta get open.
You know what I'm saying?
You're always open. Gonna get shot. You gotta shake the defender. You're gonna get open. You see what I'm saying?
Well, with that being said,
and that's when I was saying
my DM is starting to.
That's what I meant off. When I was saying. You know, you gotta throw some reaction. You can't go smack off bucks soon as you get the friend request. Like all the pictures, hop in the DMs. Mm-hmm. That's typical. That's average. Typical. Everybody doing that. You're not going to get seen like that. You see what I'm saying? Start the conversation. You feel me? Start the conversation. Get her to talk to you. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I treated it like a science project. I used the hypothesis and I went off. So, you know, I agree.
But look though, I got some feedback, and this one female told me, you know what I'm saying, we should bring this up. What happens when you get out the DMs and that person ain't the same person they was on Instagram?
There's a lot of that going on. Catfish? You been catfish?
You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. It ain't even just about catfishing. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? That's the number one thing. Of course, everybody hasn't been there. You ain't about to tell me you haven't. You know what I'm saying? But delve deeper. You know? Because it ain't just about catfishing. It's straight up liars out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Males and females. You would think somebody is a whole totally different person on the internet. And then when you see them in real life, it's, where all that shit at? Y'all mean? Where all that shit at?
Where it's at, though?
And then not only even that, but it's like, man, I done heard, like, you feel me, personality-wise, you know? Some motherfuckers want to be Drake in the DMs and be NBA Youngboy in real life. Or fake NBA Youngboy in real life. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who this nigga is for real. You feel me? Then you got your females who
want to be Meg Thee Stallion on the gram.
On the gram.
And get with you and want to be Beyonce. You see what I'm saying? They want to be Summer Walker when they with you. They so emotional and all this and all that.
Why do y'all feel like this happens though?
Because
you called the bluff.
You don't even gotta call a bluff. You might find a bluff a month or two later.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not seeing you every day. I'm not talking to you every day. Well, I might just see you on the internet every day.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I'm not really talking to you or trying to link up with you all the time. But the one or two times I did link with you, you know what I'm saying, I ain't really go to it. Now this third time, you feel me, is a challenge. you ain't who you say you are.
Right.
You know, or you don't got it like you say you got it.
Definitely don't. You feel me? I done found out the hard way. I know a bitch that just lies for no reason. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Just lies. Nothing you say adds up to what's really going on. But you love talking that fly shit. You see what I'm saying? You love talking that fly shit. And I wonder, like, is it a self-esteem type of thing? Is it an insecurity, you feel me, type thing? Like, what is it that makes you crave this type of attention when that's not the attention that you want for real?
Watching social media.
At the end of the day, when you see somebody else reaping the quote-unquote benefits of some shit that you don't even really want to do.
Right.
You know, but it's a lot of people out here that's, well, not even people, just females who live a pretty good, sweet life. You know what I'm saying? Don't really gotta do much.
Don't gotta do half of the shit.
You know?
The OnlyFans boom has been ridiculous. I don't know. I didn't mean to bring it back there, but that's just talking about the bitches that don't want to do what they really want to do.
Okay, we got a listener saying it could be low self esteem or her not being. That happens. That plays a major part. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Women's self esteem. You feel me? And you want to go find that validation.
Women have egos. You think men have egos? Women have egos, especially when it comes to other women. Yes. Mm-hmm. I did good, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. That's a good shot.
That was my wordplay. You feel me? Yeah, yeah.
I know. That's a good shot, though.
But, yeah, definitely when it comes to other women, they really want to get in their bag, and they really want to, when it's a bitch they don't know,
yeah.
Oh, man. Especially when she getting some attention. I done seen a bitch walk into the room, all eyes on her, mm-hmm. and all the bitches' face turned up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get to sniffing their upper lip all of a sudden. I done seen it. You feel me? Who the fuck she think she is? Oh, she ain't all that. Oh, she got that from this or she got that from that. You see what I'm saying? Her hair ain't even sleeve for real. Nah. I'm like, damn, why y'all mad? You feel me? Why y'all mad? Then, I done seen the females band together. You see what I'm saying? Just so we can all not be against each other. You see what I'm saying? I don't know you.
Yeah,
you
man.
Don't know me. It could be some shit. You see what I'm saying? It could be some shit. But let me befriend you real quick. You see what I'm saying? Real quick. Let me.
You want to know when I knew it was real?
Mm-hmm.
Living with Pookie, right?
Right. Gotta say, bitches hate on each other.
You know, like I said, you gotta do your homework. You know what I'm saying? You gotta check mutual friends
shit
and all that.
No sense.
So I seen this girl, she's, you know what I'm saying, in the DMs, whatever. I see Pookie following her. Pookie, who is her? You know what I'm saying? Who is this? You know her? Who I don't know her. Why y'all follow each other? I don't know, probably just some Instagram shit.
Some Instagram shit. Which I just like each other's pictures.
Man. Then another story. The last relationship I was in, she getting mad at one of my friends, right? We all got LSP male friends. We cool with y'all. I keep telling you, it ain't none of that. Woo wah woo, bruh. Why do a year later after we broke up, y'all under each other comments with hot eyes and kissy face emojis and shit? When the fuck did y'all meet?
Exactly. Exactly. Busy be trying to band up to pull a Voltron on our ass. Megazord type shit. You see what I'm saying? It's bigger than Nino Brown when it comes to them. You see what I'm saying? I know she that bitch, so let me get on her side. You see what I'm saying? So I don't gotta be an enemy of hers. You feel me? Cause she killing it. You see what I'm saying? Bitches respect the game. You see what I'm saying?
Can I see your phone?
They do it subtly. But that's how they do. I done seen bitches hate on each other and then click up. You see what I'm saying? I thought you didn't like her. You feel me? I thought she was this, that, and the third. You done put all her business out on the streets and now you hanging with the bitch.
Man, That is beyond me. You feel me?
It's beyond me, too.
One more thing I want to get into, right? You know what I'm saying? Since we on some internet shit. One thing I peeped on the internet earlier, right? So basically what happened was, the nigga Safari, they going on him. Safari corny, he just down the third, right?
What though? What he do?
For being him, basically. You know what I'm saying? For being him. And this is what his wife had to say about it. Let me pull it up real quick.
Working on him so crazy. Now that's corny. Besides the fact that half of y'all sleep on mattresses, a dead ass on the floor.
Okay, yeah, that's when she was going on the broke people. That's not the one I'm looking at. That's just for one thing, y'all. Stop going on people. No, that's right here. This is what I really want.
So I find it kind of interesting how when a man is like comfortable with being himself, loves life, makes the best out of things, isn't fake hardcore trying to be hard, ain't calling, you know what I'm saying, queens out their name. You know, when a man is like legitimately confident with himself, when a man enjoys life and enjoys, you know, making the best out of things, dances because he feels good inside, you know, says, you know, what he wants to say because he means it, and just really is, you know what I'm saying, a good all-around man. When a man is really confident and just, you know, carefree, is a jokester, loves to dance, vibes out.
Basically what she's saying is, y'all always want the fake tough guy, right? But why do the guy that just want to be himself want to be cool, want to have a good time, make you feel good, make you laugh, make sure you good, you know what I'm saying? Why is he considered corny?
Short end of the stick every single time, man.
You know?
But then when you start getting of age, that's the one dude you sit there and wish you had, or that's the one dude you start talking to. Mm. Why is that? It's like they used to say, the nigga that was the geek in school ends up with the baddest bitches in the end.
I want to let y'all go first, because, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they're going to like what I got to say.
I don't know why that is. I don't know why. Well, I guess because that's the thing. You know, it used to be a thing, good girls like bad boys, and you see what I'm saying? Everybody wants somebody who they can feel like can protect them and this, that, and the third. But it's like, you know, the image of that they have now is, you see what I'm saying?
Glad you said that.
So niggas is striving to be that because they think that's what bitches like. I mean, females like. That's what being tough is.
Let me ask you this. And how many of them in the end ends up not being out here in these streets? They end up being the ones that are locked up. While you over here.
Image. That's what you said, right?
Right.
Image. You feel me? That's a good word. That leads into my point. You want to know why?
Why?
Because y'all look, when I say y'all, at this point, I'm just talking about female, the average female, you know what I'm saying? That's on the internet every day. Mm-hmm. You look for a certain type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? One thing I done heard on another podcast, shit just made now instant gratification. That's what Instagram mean. Instant gratification. You feel me? If I don't see the shit or if it ain't happening right then and there, I'm not even gonna fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole separate topic right there. You know what I'm saying? But you looking for certain shit. You know what I'm saying? You looking for that type of guy. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes back to that toxic shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all thinking it's cute. You thinking it's acceptable, that means somebody really love you. You know what I'm saying? And then you end up in these certain situations. Y'all want the nigga that's gonna toe his iron and do this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? What's gonna happen when you get your ass shot? You know what I'm saying? What happened when you get shot in the foot? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Literally or figuratively.
One of the kings.
And speaking of that, Yeah. Speaking of getting shot in the foot.
Great motherfucking, you know, segue.
Speaking of getting shot in the foot.
Did y'all hear Bun B?
Fuck. What about I'm trying to hear? No, clout chasing, fake feminist ass.
Bun said if she was in Houston, that wouldn't happen. Meg has nobody to support her, no family. Her father's gone, her grandmother's gone, her mother's gone. She is in LA by herself.
Man,
listen.
Can I just, before you go off, can I just respond to that?
Go ahead.
Now, Bun B, I hear what you're saying on some family shit, on somebody to go to or be consoled by, but Megan the Stallion, you know what I'm saying? Rock one Nation. Of the number one artists in the Rock Nation, one of the top artists in the world, arguably the hottest female artist in the world, is not in Los Angeles by herself. Especially after what happened to Pop Smoke.
Exactly.
You think Megan Thee Stallion is out California not protected? That's what Bun trying to say? You know what I'm saying? That this don't got nothing to do with the situation to me. This is just saying she got some protection out there. You feel me? She got some protection. You know, that was just that situation. You know what I'm saying? In that situation, motherfuckers knew each other, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in that car knew each other. Man is probably Tory's alleged security guard.
Okay.
Tory, Megan, and the best friend, they all know each other very well. What's your take?
Man. Go ahead. Because I'm a Tory lawyer.
I feel like entanglement went wrong. Entanglement gone wrong.
Entanglement definitely went wrong. You know? It's definitely an entanglement went wrong. But At this point, I'm trying to figure out. Because there's two things men say, you know what I'm saying? It's either you with it or you on the fence.
Let's go off what she said.
She said he shot
from day one.
From day one, she told the police she got cut by some glass.
No, after that, from the first, her first speaking out about it. When she said she got shot on both her feet and didn't break no bones. Let's start from right there.
I got shot in my arm and didn't break a bone.
Your arm only got two bones in it. This arm right here, the way you got shot at, only got two bones in it. A top bone and a bottom bone.
It's a long ass bone.
It ain't wide. It's two bony ass bones. A top bone and a bottom bone. And it's all muscle in there. So that's believable. Your feet and your hands are the four places in your body with the most bones.
Oh yeah.
So over 100 something bones in your foot. So over 100 something bones in your hand. From there, I was skeptical. That sounds too fishy. Yeah. Nigga shot you in both your feet. Boom. Let's fast forward to today. She's saying, on the live, she said, she got out the car, started walking away, and he shot at her from the back of the car. He was shooting at her out the window. You shot me. You see what I'm saying? That's what she's saying. You shot me. You shoot me from out the window. Da, 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 da.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? When the police got there, you see what I'm saying? Then this is what she said. The police got there. You see what I'm saying? When the police pulled us over, they made us get out of the car.
Yeah.
You feel me? Right there and then and there, I knew she was lying. You see what I'm saying? Or something up. If you got out of the car, said they was arguing. She got out of the car, she didn't want... Put it up on Instagram for me, please, Sean. Said they was arguing. You see what I'm saying? She got out of the car. She walked off. That's when he shot her. How did... There wasn't no police there when you got shot.
Mm-hmm.
How did the police come, pull y'all over, and then gotta get you up out of the car? You see what I'm saying? So if you and Tory and the gun is all back in the car, you mean to tell me you got out the car, this nigga shot you, and then you got back in the car with him?
Yes, this nigga Tory shot me.
Let's play this shit real quick.
You shot me. And you got your publicists and your people going to these blogs lying and shit. Stop.
Hey, I'm glad to stop right there. Because a lot of... What did the publicist in the blog, what was said, allegedly?
Nothing was said on Tory's behalf. Nothing was said. You see what I'm saying? Everything that's been said has been straight memes. You see what I'm saying? Straight speculation, straight memes. You feel me? Ain't nobody saying motherfucking, he didn't say nothing. He's been silent the whole time. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? We seen a couple clips. I've been watching the nigga page. We seen a couple clips.
He's not saying anything from his page.
Seen a couple clips when he was at the club or something, at a party in Miami, right after that shit. You see what I'm saying? And that was it. Tory been off the grid. Ain't said shit.
So is Tory in Toronto or is Tory in Miami?
Who knows where he at? I know he didn't get deported. You want to know why he didn't get deported? Because he didn't get charged with nothing.
Got charged with possession of
the gun. Got charged with possession. You see what I'm saying? But... He's right out of jail. He bonded smack out of jail. You don't get deported for that.
Yeah, you're right.
You see what I'm saying?
Lying. Why lie? I don't understand. I tried to keep the situation off the internet, but you dragging it. You really fucking dragging it. Motherfuckers talking about I hit this nigga. I never hit you. Motherfuckers was like.
It's the memes.
Motherfuckers was like what, man?
Oh, she mad because he was trying to fuck with Kylie? No, I wasn't. Like.
Was he trying
you
to fuck with Kylie?
Dry shot me. Like, everybody in the car? It's only four motherfuckers in the car. Me, you, my homegirl, and your security.
Let's poke holes in this story real quick, y'all.
Everybody in the car arguing. I'm in the front seat. This nigga in the back seat. I get out the car. I'm done arguing. I don't want to argue no more. I get out. I'm walking away. This nigga from out the back seat of the car starts shooting me. Pause. You shot me.
Okay. Y'all heard what the fuck she just said. Everybody in the car arguing. I get out the car and start walking away. I'm done. I don't want to argue no more. This nigga started shooting me. You shot me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Push play.
I ain't get cut by no glass, but let me tell you why they saying that.
Pause.
When the...
They saying that because that's what you said. He ain't saying shit. You said that.
Right.
You feel me? We got that story from you. Now you mad because that's what people are saying?
Police, because the people in the neighborhood, there's a witness. When the police came, because the neighbors called the police, this did not happen at Kylie's house. This happened damn near back at the house I was staying at. I was just trying to get home. We was 5 minutes away from my spot. The police come. I'm scared. All this shit going on with the police is shooting motherfuckers for anything. The police was literally killing black people for no motherfucking reason. Soon as the police tell us all get out the motherfucking car, the police is really aggressive. You think I'm about to tell the police that we niggas, us black people, got a gun in the car?
Pause.
You want me to tell the laws that...
Okay. So, first, you just said you got out the car, you was walking away, and you got shot. Because he shot you.
Right.
How did you get back in the car? You see what I'm saying? With the nigga who shot you. Not only that, you said there's a witness, the neighbors called the police because it didn't happen at Cali house. So you telling me that the neighbors saying you get shot, you feel me? And how did the police find y'all?
The neighbors.
So the neighbor said it's a this color vehicle, somebody got shot. You see what I'm saying? They driving down the highway.
Allegedly. I guess that's what Megan told it, yeah. That's what happened.
Okay. So you got back in the car with the nigga who shot you.
Judging from her story, that's what it seems like.
What sense does that make?
So you bought the bottle of liquor.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Why? What sense does it make? Especially if you have a witness on the scene calling the police. Why don't you go to somebody for help?
Maybe she didn't want that to blow up. Maybe she didn't want to get told he locked up.
You're shot. He can drive off. You're shot.
So what?
So you bought the bottle of liquor at 11 o'clock. Yeah, I bought the bottle of liquor at 11 o'clock. You mean you bought a bottle of liquor at 12? Yeah, I bought the bottle at 12. See, that's what you fucked up at. Megan fucked up.
I don't know. What the fuck that just meant?
It went over your head.
It went definitely over
your head. I know what he was talking about.
What I'm saying is this. Motherfucking.
Look here. Put it like this.
Why would you get back in the car with this nigga after he shot you? That's what's fucking up for me. You got a witness on the scene who called the police. Why didn't you go for help? You see what I'm saying?
I don't know. The only thing I can say is maybe she didn't want this nigga locked up. Why? Because for one, she's fucking him. For two, they both big stars. They probably didn't want the shit to get out in the media.
I don't know who shot me. You see
what
I'm
saying? She just said he did it.
No, what I'm saying is, if you so street how she trying to make herself seem, I'm trying to hold it down, and this, that, and the third. The protocol is when you get shot, I don't know who shot me. I'm still shot. It's all the right. Police, the hospital has to report any gunshot.
Like she said, it's a witness right here.
Right.
If I stay, the witness is going to tell the police they seen me get out this car and they seen somebody in that car start shooting at me. Now, it's no way I can say I don't know who shot me. The witness is already saying they seen me get out the car and they seen somebody start shooting from in the car. I don't want this nigga locked up. I'm fucking him. He was fucking my best friend too. We cool. On top of that, we are two megastars. I don't want this shit getting out. Allegedly. I don't want them knowing that we fucking. I don't want them knowing it was an entanglement.
Alleged.
It's all alleged. We don't know. But you know what I'm saying? One might say. You feel me? With all given facts, one might say. We was fucking. On top of us being big stars. Yeah, you just shot me, but I'm thinking of my career. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. I hate you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying? The shit about them killing people, yeah, that's right. But you know what I'm saying? It was more to it. You feel me?
Yeah, let's get into that. Because that sounds just like a bullshit excuse.
Right.
You're now shot. You're the victim.
Now I'm trying to tell you why I really didn't call these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It's happened before in real life. You know? I didn't pick the girl up from a nigga just blacking her eye. Took her to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Picked her up and took her to the hospital. And what she do? Go right back in the house with that same nigga. Went right back in the house with that same nigga that just sent you to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? It's a possibility. You feel me? Me for sure, I don't know what the fuck happened. I can speculate. I don't know what happened for real. This story is all over the place to me. Shit is all over the place.
She's all over the place.
You right.
She's all over the place. She the only motherfucker talking.
Her and her sad.
Her feelings are hurt.
Why are her feelings hurt?
Yeah, because the nigga shot her, but why else is her feelings hurt?
I think this chick is a lion.
About what and why? That's what I'm trying to figure out. About what? Okay, you think she's lying about who shot her? Or just getting shot, period?
Getting shot, period.
Why though? That's what we want to figure out.
Exactly.
No, we're asking you. Why do you think that? What could it possibly be? I just threw some shit out there, you know what I'm saying?
What could it possibly be? All I'm saying is, this story that you cooked up, you didn't follow all of the steps. You didn't read the recipe because it's holes in the shit. You're not making sense. Your decisions aren't logical. To get back in the car with somebody who shot you, that's not a logical decision. I don't know anybody in their right mind who would do something like that. I've seen bitches get abused. You see what I'm saying? In that moment, I got the only right. You just beat me up. I can leave right now. I'm going to come back. You see what I'm saying? But right now, while the police here, I can leave. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to come back. But right now, I can get away from you. You see what I'm saying?
Maybe she didn't want to get that man locked up. She didn't want to get that man locked up. It's clear she didn't want to get this nigga locked up.
You know that man could have drove away, and she could have sat there waiting for the police. That lady don't know who what she talking about. I'm tell you who shot me. You see what I'm saying?
We seen you get out that car.
Yeah, I got out the car. Yeah. I didn't get shot from that car. You see what I'm saying?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's plenty of people around. Pop Smoke got shot at 3 o'clock in the morning.
In his house.
Right.
We out in the middle of the street.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody else.
Somebody tried to rob me.
Yeah, and you gonna end up like who?
You could have made it.
And you gonna end up like who?
You see what I'm saying?
And you gonna end up like who? My man who's still fighting the case right now. Free Lil Melvin. Free Lil Melvin. You know what I'm saying? You think they can't trace anything? The feds can't backtrack to who she left that party with?
So why, when they got the gun, you think these feds don't know gunshot wounds? Why when they found her, she shot, quote unquote, and he got a gun. You see what I'm saying? They didn't test the gun to see if the gun recently been fired. They didn't do no type of police work. You see what I'm saying? They just locked him up and let him right out.
You still got to tell the police that somebody shot you for it to be a criminal offense.
No, you don't.
So where's the charge coming from?
The state.
There's no charges.
That's what I'm saying. It's exactly. No charges because nobody pressed charges.
Nobody got shot.
You know what I'm saying? A female can get beat up. Bloody face. The police can come and she can say, nothing happened. He didn't beat me up. And that nigga's not going to go to jail.
What I'm saying is, no. If they decide to lock him up, you feel me? They can, that all of that bullshit is done with. You see what I'm saying? Now, they lock her up or they lock you up. Whoever's fucked up. You see what I'm saying? If both of y'all fucked up, both of y'all getting locked up. That's how it goes now.
But if nobody press charges, nobody's going to get convicted.
What I'm saying is, once it's on record that you got locked up for hitting her, you see what I'm saying? If she don't want to go press charges, we going to press charges. We being the state. You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes.
Does the state want Tory Lanez that bad?
He didn't get locked up for nothing. There's nothing on file for them to pick up on.
That's the point.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, if he would have shot her, you see what I'm saying? You think the police give a fuck that they celebrities? If they did, they would have motherfucker took pictures with him, took that gun and threw it in the fucking bushes.
Like they said.
She's no, like they had the helicopter recording their ass. They had them calling them out with the motherfucking megaphone.
Let's just keep it 102. She did get shot.
Exactly.
She might have got grazed at most. You know what I'm saying? We seen them fucking wounds. They wasn't gunshot wounds. You know what I'm saying? You might have got grazed. That motherfucker might have peeled that skin off your foot. And then on top of that, you probably tripped and fell over some rocks and some rubble and shit.
Barely.
But you didn't get shot in your foot. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? The bullet didn't pierce through, you know what I'm saying, your foot.
It's a bone right there.
I don't know, bro. I don't fucking know.
Put up an x-ray.
I really don't know, y'all. Somebody. I don't know, man.
Anybody.
Honestly, I'm tired, man.
Yeah,
you feel me? I'm tired.
I'm waiting for the charges.
I just hope they resolve this shit.
For the charges.
Oh, I just think all this shit goofy. You feel me? All this shit goofy is wild. I just hope y'all resolve this shit. You know what I'm saying? Tory, I hope you didn't do it, but it's not looking good, bro.
It ain't looking bad either. That bitch don't know. I mean, she ain't saying shit. She's saying a whole bunch of nothing.
Look here.
You feel me? Public procession is just a bunch of dick riders. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do your own You see what I'm saying? Form your own opinion.
Why would she say? So do you think he shot at least? Do you think he let the drone off at least? He had to have done something like with that gun. Ground? Yeah. You think he let the drone off? Hit in the air, hit at the ground, jump might have ricocheted.
Bing. I don't know. Man. I don't know. Maybe he did try to shoot at the ground while she was walking away.
That's goofy.
You see what I'm saying?
That's goofy, bro. That's some goofy shit at the end of the day. That's some goofy wild shit.
It is goofy.
You know?
But he didn't shoot her. You see what I'm saying? I put up a video right now of Rico Reckless shooting a bitch.
That was a video.
So?
Nah, that was a music video.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Still the imagery.
Right. I don't know, man. It was a good one. Hey, Loso.
Still the imagery. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know, bro. I'm still left. Too many questions. Too many, like you said, too many holes in the story. We only hear from one side. Right. Tory ain't said shit, literally.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad word. It's a good thing for him. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad thing for perception, for public perception.
Only when you don't know shit. You see what I'm saying? I know what happens when motherfuckers get shot.
It's more sheep out here than wolves, guys.
Exactly, and I don't give a fuck about the sheep. Sheep get ate.
You're not supposed to.
Right.
But
sheep just do what they told.
Perception.
Sheep do what they told.
This is what I be trying to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? Before we get on out of here. It's like,
yeah,
it's two different worlds, bro, that a man has to live in.
What is that?
You gotta live in a real nigga world.
Okay.
With real nigga morals and values. You know what I'm saying? But when you reach, this is only for like entertainment wise, you know what I'm saying? This is only for entertainers, bro. When you reach a certain level, bro, them sheep, you know what I'm saying? Affect your pockets. That's all I'm saying. You can be the realest nigga in the world, you know what I'm saying? But if you're a celebrity, them sheep is gonna affect your pockets. And that's where shit get fucked up at. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's like you're doing the right thing by not saying shit, Tory Lanez. But it's just not gonna look good for, you know what I'm saying? Like they said, this might have been the highest and quickest rising and falling in quarantine ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Might be the highest rise and fall in music for a nigga to get up out of his label, get the bag. You know what I'm saying? And then potentially, God forbid, lose it all, man.
We're gonna pray for Megan. We're gonna pray for Tory, man. In the words of one of my podcast items. Be safe, though.
Be safe, though. Free Tax Stone.
Free Tax Stone, baby. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you know.
Free the goat, man.
We will get up out of here, though, y'all. Stone is our own podcast.
Shout out to Anchor.
Yep.